It's 8:15 in News Radio 560 KPQ. Michael Knight, Kevin Rounds, and Senator Brad Hawkins this morning.
Good morning, Senator Hawkins. How are you today?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good to be with you. I'm doing pretty well.
So yesterday was kind of a big day in Olympia when they released the revenue forecasts. Can you give us your thoughts sort of on what those numbers are and what you think they mean?
Well, very positive. The numbers are up $1.3 billion over the 4 years. So basically, the state of Washington's economy has been recovering for a number of years. Fortunately, all the years that I've served in the legislature, I first started serving in the House of Representatives in 2013, and we've seen additional revenue flowing into the state through our economic growth because of it. So what happens is when the economy's good and more people are purchasing goods and services, the state collects more in sales tax, even though we didn't necessarily increase the sales tax. We just have more in collections. There's a business and occupation tax, so when businesses are doing better, the revenues are up. And so we've seen that positive trend since 2013 in our state. That's allowed us to make significant investments in K-12 education to help meet the McCleary decision. And we've been able to do a lot more, especially just in the last in this current two-year budget. 6 months ago, we took major steps to invest in K-12 education, utilizing a good portion of the additional revenues flowing into the state through economic growth. But this revenue forecast shows that the revenue is actually better than what we projected at the time we approved the two-year budget 7 months ago. The revenues continue to outpace our expectations, and that's a very positive thing for the state of Washington and the taxpayers.
Now, another big thing that happened this week is the state Senate did vote to repeal the death penalty. You were one of the folks that voted in favor of the repeal, and you kind of had a real heartfelt response I saw when I read, at least in my own personal opinion, as to kind of why you did it. I'd imagine that it probably was a pretty mixed vote between Republicans and Democrats, but why did you in particular vote to repeal the death penalty?
Well, thanks, Kevin. I've been actually contemplating this for many years, not knowing if the legislation would actually make its way to a point where I could vote on it. I don't serve on the law and justice committees and things like that. Well, in the Senate, it had been approved by the law and justice committee and was coming up to the floor for a Senate vote. I kind of anticipated that a couple days out, so I put a lot more thought to it. And basically, as I shared in my statement, I value life, and in my opinion, those who do shouldn't. It doesn't make sense to sanction government killing, especially when there is an opportunity based on technology, either now or at some point in the future, that could exonerate people who have been convicted. So I've had constituents contact me to say that they think that the death penalty is a flawed, lengthy, costly, and inhumane process. And upon the whole process that I did on reflecting of it over the years and then also in recent days, you know, I basically came to the conclusion that I agree. And I'm not sure that the death penalty, given the long process and the lengthy process, really provides closure for victims because of it and victims' families. And then it's because it's so costly, it is inconsistently applied across our state. There are only some counties that can really afford to pursue the death penalty. So it just doesn't make sense in how prosecutors apply that across our state. And lastly, as I shared, as someone of the Christian faith, I think we have to reflect on the opportunity, as heinous as the crimes are, for the perpetrators to have the opportunity to find salvation. Because to me, life on earth and all the struggles that we go through, it's very short. But life in heaven for us is eternal. And so if there is an opportunity for all of us to find salvation, you know, I think we should allow for time for that. So it was a challenging vote, but like any other issue, I try to be very thoughtful in my consideration before I cast a vote for our district.
Well, we need to let you go here real soon. So could you give us maybe a minute update on where we are with the Good Neighbor Bill and that bill that would allow the burning in Leavenworth?
Yeah, well, good news. So the Good Neighbor Bill had passed the Senate. It's passed one of its House committees already. So it's moving through the House process. I'm optimistic about that. The Leavenworth Pilot Project Bill got approved by the Senate. It was a heavy lift, but we got it out. And I'm hopeful it will be scheduled in the House for a committee soon. And then in the coming weeks, we'll probably see an unveiling of the three supplemental budgets, the operating budget, the transportation budget, and the capital budget. We'll make minor modifications, hopefully, to those budgets, and nothing super significant this legislative session. But we do approve amended budgets in the short sessions, and hopefully between now and over the next few weeks before we end the 60-day session, we'll be able to secure those budget adjustments.
Senator Hawkins, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Have a great weekend. If you do travel this way, please drive safely.
I will. Thank you both so much.